This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day when there is a hint, just a little bit of a hint, of a younger candidate, younger than Joe Biden at least, 71-year-old candidate from stepping forward and maybe, jumping into the Democratic race for the presidency. Somehow, a lot of Democrats are out there looking at Joe Biden. Only a very small minority, it's way below 50%, of Democrats say they want Joe Biden to be the candidate for president. And that's in poll after poll after poll. A majority of his own party would rather have somebody else run. So who is that going to be? It could be this guy. His name is Joe Manchin. He is the senator from West Virginia. One of the reasons he would run is because he's going to have a very tough time holding on to his Senate seat. His Senate seat is up this year. And one of the things that is happening in West Virginia is Jim Justice, Big Jim, as he's known. He is the 6'8", yeah, he really is, a tall former Democrat, now a Republican, who is the governor, strong supporter of President Trump, governor of West Virginia. And by the way, West Virginia is a good place to be a strong supporter of President Trump, because he got 70% of the votes in West Virginia last time. And that's one of the reasons Joe Manchin is looking at this and thinking, okay, I could run for re-election in the Senate. I could get wiped out because I'm running against a popular Republican, former Democratic governor. Or I could challenge Joe Biden, who he has challenged, Joe Manchin has, Joe versus Joe, on lots of Biden's free spending ways and some of the more irresponsible budgetary matters that actually will work against Democrats. It's one of those reasons that both the Democrats and the Republicans seem to be sort of plunging, it seems to me, so recklessly toward a confrontation regarding what is going to happen with the debt ceiling. And again, I've been very supportive of Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House, who has begun to talk responsibly about trying to make some kind of a deal with Biden, which he won't even consider. But meanwhile, Joe Manchin released a video. And it's a video about his trip to Ukraine, and particularly about his meeting and the time that he spent with one of the more remarkable people on the world scene today, and that would be the president of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky. Here is Joe Manchin saying some words and expressing some sentiments that seem to me are important for the whole country, particularly for the Democratic Party. Listen.
Let me just say it's been an unbelievable meeting that we've been able to have and a visit to see up front, close and personal, the determination and the skill and the will of the Ukrainian government and the Ukrainian people. And it's our pleasure to be able to give them all the support we possibly can, go back home to America, be able to explain our commitment, to basically show the support that we have and the commitment that we have to make sure that we're here for this entire fight and this entire victory that the Ukrainian people and the Ukrainian government. We had great conversations with President Zelensky. We just finished up with him and all of his staff and briefed all the way along. So I told him in my lifetime I've never seen the United States of America in a more just war than what this one is. The purpose of America is to defend freedom and basically fight for the democracies that people have a desire to live in. And that's what we're doing. And we're in it to win it with them, and we'll give them all the support we need.
Okay, that's Joe Manchin saying that in his lifetime, I've never seen the United States in a more just war. I think that's true. in his lifetime, not so different from mine, both of us born after World War II, and World War II was a profoundly just war. It's always referred to as the good war because what we were fighting about was such pure evil. And the evil may not be to the same extent as the Nazi evil or the Japanese evil. And don't forget how many, literally millions of people the Japanese killed in World War II, particularly Chinese people. But yes, World War II was a just war and a necessary war. And by the same token, when you're defending decency against mass murder, yes, that's a just war as well. There is also this when you speak about justice. There's a piece in by Jim Garrity in National Review about three hard lessons from the Dominion defamation lawsuit against Fox. And one of the hard lessons that Jim Garrity in National Review mentions is there can be catastrophic financial consequences for adopting and repeating the lies of the former president. And he writes, if you choose to believe the 2020 presidential election was stolen, you must also believe that there is a compelling pile of verifiable evidence that, for some inexplicable reason, was never presented by Donald Trump's presidential campaign in its myriad post-election lawsuits. There were 63 of them in November and December of 2020. Furthermore, you must believe that when facing a $1.6 billion defamation lawsuit from Dominion, Fox News never presented any of this compelling evidence as a defense in this defamation lawsuit. Truth, or substantial truth, is an absolute defense in a defamation case. In other words, this is so important to remember in the context of the day after the settlement, is that if you are being sued for defamation because you allegedly said something about someone else that did damage to them, destroyed their reputation, the very, very first thing you do to defend yourself against that charge that you have said something damaging about someone is say, well, yeah, but what I said is true. And if it is true, if there is a basis for the defamation, it's an absolute defense. You not only have to show that it is untrue. In order to win a lawsuit like that, you have to show a reckless disregard for the truth. You do. And you also have to show actual malice. Actually, it's enough if you show a total reckless disregard for the truth, or if you want to show that what you said you knew to be untrue and meant it maliciously. So if they could, even in defending themselves against this lawsuit and this payment of $787.5 million, if Fox could have come up with a plausible basis for saying, well, we were very reasonable in believing this to be true, the judge had already said it was crystal clear that the charges weren't true. So at what point do we actually have people letting go of the ongoing belief that the election was stolen? Because Smartmatic, that's the name of the other company that is suing, they're suing for another $2 billion against Fox. And clearly what Fox is going to have to do, I mean, their only way to deal with that is to basically try to make another settlement. And then, of course, they have the problem of stockholders who are suing for all of the loss in the value of Fox. Bill O'Reilly was saying yesterday that Fox, in terms of its value. Just during this lawsuit period, it's lost $1 billion. We will be right back. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Are you feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Call 800-793-9039. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news. On the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Michael Medved.
Here you go again.
On the Michael Medved show, there are some crimes that are horrifying. There are some crimes that are embarrassing. And then there's a combination of the two. There are a number of items just to bring you up to date with. One of the ones that is horrifying is CBS's reporting that two teenage brothers have now been formally accused of carrying out that deadly shooting over the weekend at a Sweet 16 birthday party in Alabama. This is in Dadesville, Alabama. That's been the announcement today. Four young people were killed in the shooting late Saturday night at a dance studio in Dadeville, Alabama. Sergeant Jeremy Burkett of the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency said the suspects were arrested last night. The suspects were identified as Ty Reich McCullough, who is 17, and Travis McCullough, who is 16, both of Tuskegee. A spokesperson with the agency later confirmed to CBS News the suspects are brothers. Make no mistake, this is Alabama, and when you pull out a gun and you start shooting people, we're going to put you in jail, Burkett said. Well, they didn't just shoot people, they killed people. Killed people. And with more than 30 other people injured. There is also this news. The New York man, his name is Monahan, you may remember him. We spoke about this yesterday. The New York man accused of fatally shooting a 20-year-old woman in a car that made a wrong turn up his driveway, had a short fuse, and hated trespassers, according to a new report. Apparently, there's been a change, at least in one aspect of this report, which makes his shooting at people a little bit more comprehensible, but certainly not defensible for a moment. It appears that it was not three different friends riding in the same car. It was, in fact, three different vehicles. In fact, it may have been two cars and a motorcycle, and it was more than one car, apparently. But what the New York Post is reporting is that a car carrying Kaylin Gillis and her three friends turned into the wrong driveway off Patterson Hill Road in Hebron, about 55 miles north of Albany, between 9 and 10 p.m. on Saturday night. That's what the prosecutors have to say. The 65-year-old homeowner, who had posted all kinds of no trespassing signs on his property, the 65-year-old homeowner, Kevin Monahan, allegedly walked out with a gun and opened fire. It's shocking, but I'm not surprised, said Monahan's next-door neighbor, Adam Matthews. He had a short fuse. There was never any doubt he had a short fuse. Maybe we should do something to make sure that people who have a short fuse where you're going to shoot at strangers who you have no idea what they're doing, but they're pulling up to your driveway. Should someone like that have access to every kind of firearm? And then there is this. The president of the prestigious Philadelphia chapter of Proud Boys, I'm meaning that prestigious Philadelphia chapter facetiously. He testified Tuesday that he could not recall if he used pepper spray against officers at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Zachary Real, who is a 37-year-old from Northeast Philadelphia, is both the son and the grandson of Philadelphia police officers. He's on trial for seditious conspiracy alongside four other defendants, Enrique Tarrio, Ethan Nordine, who is from the Seattle area, Joseph Biggs, and Dominic Pizzola. They were all captured on video smashing a window during the initial breach of the Capitol building. Jury selection in the case began in December, and the trial got underway in January. As Real testified this week, federal prosecutors presented video evidence that they suggested showed Real using pepper spray against police officers on the western front of the Capitol building during the attack. Though the government has not explicitly charged him with that crime, an assistant U.S. attorney asked Real during cross-examination yesterday whether he pepper-sprayed officers. Not that I recall, Real said, though the videotape seems to say something else. And then, continuing from the crime blotter, the 84-year-old who was charged with felonies 4 days after shooting of Kansas City teen Ralph Yarl. Ralph Yarl apparently is going to be going with his parents for a presidential visit. He is recovering. Thank goodness. Seems like a perfectly lovely, outstanding young man, 16 years old, honor student, plays bass clarinet in the school band, was actually an all-state band performer. But the 84-year-old man, we don't know much about him. His last name is Lester, and he looks scary, frankly. But the 84-year-old man has been charged in the shooting of 16-year-old Ralph Yarl. Clay County Prosecutor Zachary Thompson announced yesterday, Andrew D. Lester faces charges of first-degree assault and armed criminal action in the shooting last Thursday in a Northland neighborhood. A warrant for his arrest, this is in Kansas City, of course, issued this week, calls for him to be held on a $200,000 bond. Thompson noted that the assault charge is a Class A felony. If found guilty, Lester faces no less than 10 years and up to 30 years or life imprisonment. Look, the man's 84 years old. 30 years, I think, would count for life imprisonment, would it not? There is more from President Trump, who, by the way, is in Washington today, and he has some tips on watching TV, and that he is also has some tips on something that every American family wants, which is more of those Trump NFTs, the Trump trading cards. Remember, they were a great big success last time. There's now a new version showing Trump cradling the Liberty Bell, which it looks like he may have created, or it may have been hatched by him. But Trump and the Liberty Bell and more collectibles, we will get to that and more on The Medved Show, 1-800-955-1776.
Are you feeling tired? Is your stomach upset and you can't eat the foods you like? Balance 7 will change that and bring back your energy. Click on the Balance 7 banner at michaelmedved.com. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order, free shipping, plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin. Money back guarantee.
The Michael Medved Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. The U.S. Supreme Court has temporarily extended the stay on abortion pill restrictions. That extension only runs till Friday night. It's a move meant to give the justices more time to consider the issue. A Republican plan to raise the U.S. debt ceiling has been unveiled by House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Speaking on the House floor, he said the legislation will provide $4.5 trillion in savings and return discretionary spending to 2022 levels, capping spending at 1% per year. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. launched his 2024 bid for Democratic nomination for president in Boston today. He talked about the war in Ukraine and poverty in the U.S.
57% of Americans cannot put their hand on $1,000 if they have an emergency.
Kennedy is the oldest son of late New York Senator Robert F. Kennedy. He also runs an anti-vaccine charity that has often been criticized by fellow Democrats. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
From politics to pop culture,
pure energy,
and from coast to coast, your cultural crusader.
Pure energy.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there are some bits of advice from President Trump. He is sending out from his campaign all kinds of information. There is also a new parody that is coming out on the Bud Light situation, that from Ron DeSantis. I guess both rival TV contributions, video contributions, are meant to be humorous. First, the front runner, the former President of the United States, who, according to the new Morning Consult poll, is approaching 50% support in a Republican primary battle and beating Ron DeSantis by about 2-1. But in any event, he has an edict to his followers, and it has to do with being very discriminating. Not in the sense of discrimination based on race or anything of that nature, but discriminating about who you allow your eyes to gaze upon when you are watching television. Listen to this sage advice from the leader of the cult.
You see rhinos, Karl Rove, Bill Barr, or Paul Ryan on your television screen, just turn to a different station or turn it off. Turn off that set as fast as you can. You're frankly better off watching Democrats. They are the worst.
Okay, who is the worst, the Democrats or Karl Rove, Bill Barr, or Paul Ryan? The one thing about Karl Rove, Bill Barr, and Paul Ryan is think about how much all of those individuals helped the Republican Party, and how much two of them Bill Barr and Paul Ryan helped Donald J. Trump. I mean, without a Paul Ryan as Speaker of the House, Trump never would have passed his epic tax cut, which was his biggest domestic achievement, back in 2017. Paul Ryan is the guy who got that through a closely divided House of Representatives and got it approved and got it to be the law of the land and helped create some of the biggest, most prominent successes of the Trump presidency. And Bill Barr, you may remember, Bill Barr took over as Attorney General for Jeff Sessions, who Trump had also appointed and was very negative on because Jeff Sessions had recused himself from Russia investigation, and partially because he had erroneously remembered that he had not met with Russian diplomats before and as senator complicated. But in any event, Bill Barr became Attorney General and immediately did Trump a great service by taking the Mueller report, reading through the Mueller report before it was released, and then characterizing its conclusions. And the way that he characterized those conclusions weren't entirely accurate. And going back to Karl Rove, who was dismissed as a rhino, a Republican in name only, this is somebody who not only helped George W. Bush get elected overwhelmingly to two terms as Texas governor, where he was a very successful and popular governor, but it really was Karl Rove who guided the Bush administration to winning the only actual popular vote majority of the last, what is it, seven elections that we've had. Only once have the Republicans actually won a popular vote majority. That was 51%. And that was in 2004 when George W. Bush was running for re-election. He didn't win a majority in 2000 when he won the presidency the first time. And, of course, Trump never won a majority in 2016. And then there were all those losses, two to Barack Obama, and two to Bill Clinton. So, again, you're going to attack Karl Rove, who has helped the Republican Party have their only win since 1988, their only majority win with a majority of the electoral vote. There's also that Ron DeSantis, and this having to do with men playing women's sports. And this is a parody of the old Bud Light Real Men of Genius commercials, but this one takes aim at transgender female athletes, including Leah Thomas, the infamous or famous swimmer, and CeCe Telfer, among others. Listen, clip 28.
Team DeSantis presents
Real Men of Women's Sports.
Today, we recognize the men who've hacked the system.
Hacked the system!
Once mediocre in the men's division, now cream of the crop in the women's.
From mediocre to champion!
You couldn't cut it with the boys, so you pushed women off the podium.
Real men steal first place!
Because without you, sports would be fair. Without you, women's sports would be for, well, women.
Okay, this is one of those social issue, one of those social issues where I do think that most of the polling indicates that there is a very strong majority of people who do question the idea that people who are biologically male should participate in women's sports. Does this actually score points for Ron DeSantis? I mean, one of the problems here, there's this report from Hotline, and Hotline actually lead with this report. They say Florida Governor Ron DeSantis was met with a lukewarm response from lawmakers during his visit to Washington, D.C. on Tuesday, yesterday. The latest sign that his shadow presidential campaign is struggling out of the gates. Right after attending the meeting with DeSantis, Representative Lance Gooden, a Republican from Texas, endorsed former President Donald Trump. And Representative John Rutherford, a Republican representative from DeSantis' own Florida, also endorsed Trump. And Representative Brian Mast, another Republican from Florida, said he will follow suit. DeSantis made time to have long conversations with every member who wanted to talk to him, every member of Congress, every Republican, according to attendees. He is set to return to the nation's capital Friday, a couple of days, to address a conference at the Conservative Heritage Foundation before leaving to Austin, Texas, for an event. The Florida governor has done little to maintain his congressional relationships since he exited Congress in 2018. He left Congress in order to run for governor, of course. Representative Laurel Lee of Florida, she is the 15th district, did endorse Governor DeSantis for president. Why would President Trump want to personally attend the trial coming up next week of a very well-known writer who has accused him of rape? We will get to that riddle and much more coming up on the MedVed Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show. The Michael MedVed Show, all across America.
Michael MedVed's marvelous malice-making media machine.
This is The Michael MedVed Show.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael MedVed here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And on the Michael Medved Show, Trump news from Truth Social and elsewhere. President Trump has released a second edition of his NFT trading cards. They were released yesterday. And despite bragging about making $4.6 million, the actual value of the cards dropped significantly, apparently. Trump made that money, by the way, for himself. It was not for the campaign. The money was not an effort to raise money. That's what the solicitations you get. And again, there are a great many of those that come out all the time asking for contributions. These cards are more of an investment. And, of course, they benefit the former president. The former president announced yesterday that he was selling another series of the NFT trading cards similar to the ones he released past December. Actually, I think these are much more handsome. I am pleased to inform you that due to the great success of my previously launched digital trading cards, we're doing it again. Series 2 available right now. Mr. Trump wrote on his social media platform. And, oh, here's one. This is one you've got to have in your home. I guess you can put these... Jeremy, do you know how large the trading cards are? Or you can blow them up to be as large as you want. There's one where it takes the famous image of George Washington from Washington crossing the Delaware, that monumental painting by Emanuel Leutze. And it shows President Trump drawn as George Washington, and he's captaining a boat and looking through a spyglass toward the other shore with the American flag behind him. But it is not the 13-star American flag. It's the full 50-star American flag. And then there's another one that shows him as a chess piece, as a king, where he has a crown on his head and instead of sort of little jewels on top of the crown, each point of the crown has the letter T. And he also has the letter T down his front, and he's holding a flag, and he's holding a globe in one hand. And You can acquire all of these cards. You may remember the previous cards. He was shown as a cowboy. He was shown as a superhero. Okay, there's more in the superhero. Wait a minute. Series 2 is already sold out. Holy cow. Join the Trump card community by clicking below to subscribe. You acknowledge to receive marketing emails from Collect Trump Cards. You can unsubscribe at any time by clicking the link in the footer of our emails. For more information, view our privacy policy. Trump digital trading cards are intended as collectible items for individual enjoyment only, not for investment vehicles. Well, how can you avoid the investment vehicles? There's this investment, too. Headline, and this from Reuters, Trump wishes to attend rape accuser's trial, but he may not. Donald Trump wants to attend next week's trial involving the writer E. Jean Carroll, who has accused him of rape, but may not attend because of security issues his appearance would cause, his lawyer said on Wednesday. In a letter to U.S. District Judge Lewis Kaplan in Manhattan Federal Court, Trump's lawyer Joe Tacopina said that while Trump wishes to appear at trial, the judge would instruct jurors not to hold it against the former president if he stays away. The lawyer said a Trump appearance would prompt a repeat of the disruption caused on April 4th when Trump pleaded not guilty in Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's criminal case over hush money payments to porn star Stormy Daniels. Tacopina, that's Trump's attorney, asked that jurors be told that Trump's absence at the E. Jean Carroll trial avoids the logistical burdens that his presence as the former president would cause the courthouse and New York City. Accordingly, his presence is excused unless and until he is called by either party to testify. Okay? And then there is this concerning the ongoing legal battle between Jim Jordan, the congressman, and Alvin Bragg, the Manhattan District Attorney. Also from Reuters, a U.S. judge today said that she would ignore political rhetoric. Good luck with that. From both sides, in a standoff between the Manhattan prosecutor who got Donald Trump indicted and one of the former president's staunchest Republican allies in Congress, Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, a Democrat, of course, last week sued Republican Representative Jim Jordan to block a subpoena for testimony from Mark Pomerantz. Now, who is Mark Pomerantz? He is a former prosecutor who resigned because he didn't want to serve anymore with Alvin Bragg. Now, why not? Because Mark Pomerantz had been in charge of the office's multi-year investigation of Donald Trump and his business practices and various accusations against Trump. And when Bragg won election as district attorney, he decided not to pursue it, to leave Trump alone. That was his original decision. And Pomerantz, who then wrote a book about it, resigned because he thought Trump should be prosecuted. So the subpoena to Mark Pomerantz came from the House of Representatives Judiciary Committee, which Jordan chairs. Pomerantz's deposition is now scheduled for tomorrow. And Pomerantz, according to his book and everything that he has said publicly, appears to be more negative toward Trump than Alvin Bragg. And it seems that the reason Jim Jordan wanted Pomerantz so much to testify is to try to get him to express part of his disapproval for the way that Bragg handled the office of district attorney. There is also this, that there's an ongoing argument about whether Dianne Feinstein is going to go or to stay on the Senate Judiciary Committee. And Chuck Schumer wants a replacement for her because they right now are stalled because Dianne Feinstein's home, trying to recover from shingles, they're stalled in terms of needing her vote to approve some of the judicial nominations by Joe Biden. This is Chuck Schumer. It's clip 21 talking about the replacement for Dianne Feinstein on the Senate floor. Listen.
Look, I spoke to Senator Feinstein just a few days ago, and she and I are both very hopeful that she will return very soon.
And she does.
Yes, yes. Next one.
Hopeful. That doesn't sound like there's a plan. And would you be willing to engage in horse trading, say, with the news slip issue to get something done? If you're that followed up?
Let me first say again, I spoke to Senator Feinstein just last Friday, and she and I are very hopeful she'll return soon. As for blue slips, Senator Durbin and the Judiciary Committee are considering it. Yes.
Have you selected or thought of who you would like to replace her?
Ben Cardin.
And that's Ben Cardin, who is a senator from Maryland, who would actually is not on the Judiciary Committee, who would just replace her on the Judiciary Committee. Look, they just got John Fetterman came back to the Senate after, what was it, 6 weeks away from the Senate, and his return to the Senate floor was not particularly a triumph. We will cover that a little bit on the road ahead. There is also a new story, a new analysis, which actually is very important, and it's from the American Enterprise Institute, which you really don't normally look to for questions of romance. But they are suggesting that there is a problem right here, which is that people are trying to behave too rationally in terms of romance. Many people, young people today, fear they'll be deceived by and being thrown off by their impulses.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.